This is BBC Sussex.
Serving Sussex.
With Neil Pringle.
It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Let's get back to our top story and dangerous and illegal teeth whitening happening here in Sussex.
My gums were almost as white as my teeth. Then within probably a day and a half, they all just blistered. And honestly, the sensitivity in my teeth was just unbearable.
Well, here, a mother and daughter from Rye have been prosecuted for performing illegal teeth bleaching at their beauty salon, leaving one patient in extreme pain. Pain like this.
Gums were bleeding, and then all this white stuff appeared on my gums, like blisters. Ever since this has happened, it's been sensitive. I can't drink hot drinks.
Jane and Tiffany Beach pleaded guilty to the charges. They were fined nearly £4,000. The General Dental Council makes no apologies for taking these cases to court. They've prosecuted more than 80 people in the last 3 years because whitening can only be performed by dentists or their assistants. And earlier, we were speaking to Jennifer Stewart, senior lawyer from the council.
Those who are untrained pose a very serious risk. They are neither qualified to assess whether an individual suitable for the treatment, nor are they able to intervene if an emergency arises. What is important is tooth whitening is a dental treatment and can only legally be carried out by dentists in the UK, but more importantly, can only be safely carried out by registered dentists.
Yeah.
So we will prosecute to raise that message.
Well, in a moment, we'll speak to a dentist who's had to treat a number of people who've had botched teeth whitening. But first, have a listen to this. This is the experience of Katie, who's been speaking to our reporter, Melody Abbott.
I had my teeth whitened at a salon just down the road.
I meet Katie at a coffee bar in South London. Last year, she spotted a sign offering teeth whitening for £50. The procedure promised that after 15 to 20 minutes of wearing a solution and applying an LED light to her teeth, they would be whiter.
Sat in the seat. She was really lovely. She took a colour chart of my teeth. She said they should be 10 shades whiter.
How is it actually applied?
It's in a gum shield. You pop it into your mouth. Before I even put the laser light onto my mouth, it started shooting pain, started going through my gums. I told her, I let her know. She popped it out. She said, we won't leave it on for 20 minutes. We'll leave it on 15. I got to literally here.
This coffee shop we're sitting in now?
Yeah, this coffee shop. Gums were bleeding, and then all this white stuff appeared on my gums, like blisters. Ever since this has happened, it's been sensitive. I can't drink hot drinks, and I can't eat ice cream or anything cold. I can't touch it.
Do you think that perhaps you should have thought about it a bit more before you went and got it done?
Yeah, she was advertised in it from £250, then it was lowered again, and then it was lowered again. So it was cheaper, so it's a good way of selling.
How much whiter did your teeth look?
They did look whiter. They looked really white for a couple of days.
So it lasted just a couple of days?
A couple of days, yeah, literally.
And then what?
They just slowly but surely went back.
There we are, that's Katie's experience. And let's talk to Ben Atkins, who is a dentist who's treated people with teeth whitening problems. Hello, thanks for coming on. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. When you see someone who's been through that, like Katie, presumably you've got to try and treat the sensitivity of their teeth, is that right?
Yeah, you always feel really sorry for a patient because they've believed someone and is advertising that they can do whitening, and you get patients coming with all the pain, or they've had their teeth whitened and their fillings haven't whitened and that's not been explained to them, or they've got some quite really expensive treatments, say a crown needs to be replaced or fillings need to be done. The treatment's actually very, very safe. Whitening's a very, very good and easy thing for a patient, and less invasive if it's done by the correct person.
The problem seems to be that the salons are using the whitening, the agent, the peroxide, in a much greater concentration than you would normally be allowed.
For me, it's not the actual process. It's what goes on in the background, because dentists and dental practices are really highly regulated. So it's the cross-infection. So it's the risk to HIV, to hepatitis B. It's that sort of thing that we monitor in the background. So it's not as the problem is the whitening. And also, it's the understanding of how whitening actually works. So different patients will need different strengths of whitening agents or different chemicals that we use, or even maybe need pre-treatments for desensitizing and helping the patient get through the process, because we very rarely get problems with whitening in dental practice.
Are you surprised the number of people who are prepared to do this in a salon on the cheap? It's not the most expensive treatment anyway, but it seems to be taking quite a risk.
No, I think in our society, I think it's the understanding of what you're actually doing. And if you're getting someone who's often quite confident because they've done it loads of times before, but you're the patient that it goes wrong on. In my luck, that would be me if I took a shortcut, because just the way that my life works. But I think I'm never surprised what we'll do. However, I think as a society, we want quick fixes and maybe doing a bit more research, maybe talking to your dentist who you actually trust to do your teeth whitening and leave your hair salonist to cut your hair and do beauty treatments. Because I'm not an expert on that. In fact, I don't really like getting my hair cut. But going to a salon to do teeth, just it fills me with dread, because I know the preventative, the hard work that dental practices do to stop other infections spreading. Now, CQC monitors us and we have an inspection. It's ridiculously thorough. You'd almost say it's too thorough. But in this situation, I truly believe it's making sure processes are being followed.
Ben, thanks very much indeed. Ben Atkins there. If you want to comment, 81333, start your text with the word radio. Claire said, well, it's funny, is it? Who on earth would think going to a nail bar would be a good place to go for teeth whitening when they charge under the odds? Sorry, I have very little sympathy. Invariably, what starts out cheap ends up dear. Any more thoughts? 81333, start your text with the word radio. It's 8:16.